For some people, getting on a motorcycle and circumventing Prague's potholes is adventure enough. But not for three Czech stuntmen who recently wowed an outdoor audience in Prague when they tackled the so-called Globe of Death, the stunt in which the motorcyclists rode their bikes at the same time inside a 6-meter diameter iron globe, was last tried 31 years ago, but only with two riders, not three. The important thing, one of the stuntmen said, was to get enough speed, 50 kilometers per hour, or risk falling. Well, it's difficult enough for most to do a wheelie, but riding inside a metal globe having to avoid bashing into your colleagues? Oh, no thanks. Thrilling, of course, if you were a casual onlooker. A lumberjack in the eastern area of Schumperk made a curious find not long ago, discovering binoculars, possibly dating back to World War II, which over time had become part of an old elm. He found the item embedded in the tree after he had cut it down. Luckily, the object was not damaged by the fall. It has been suggested that the binoculars may have belonged to a British pilot whose plane crashed in the area during the war. The item could also have been left and forgotten by a passing hunter or soldier. And now it's been given to a local woodcarver who is refashioning the object for public display. Regarding unusual finds, the Vltava River, as it flows through the South Bohemian gem that is Český Krumlov, has begun giving up objects lost for centuries in its waters. The finds were made while locals were implementing anti-flood measures and include coins, keys, decorative items, and jewelry. On the shores of the Vltava, archaeologists found Baroque lockets once used to hold images of saints, which women wore around their necks and men attached to their belts. One researcher said that the items most typically lost were heavy keys, which only goes to show how some things never change. Invisible key gnomes had their work cut out for them, even then. Museum-goers in Kadang in the area of Chomutov have been visiting a new exhibition of wooden marionettes dating back to the 1920s and 30s, a show that includes some 30 figures and assorted backdrops and sets. What kind? Well, for example, knights' halls, village squares, and even a dragon's cave. Discussing the history of marionettes, a museum representative said that the tradition went back to ancient times, was common among traveling theater troupes during the Middle Ages, and was introduced in schools and family homes in the late 19th and early 20th centuries. Speaking of marionettes, Czech chocolate bar producer Figaro is joining a number of other Czech firms on the retro bandwagon. They're now featuring images of paper dolls Jana, Dana, and Lenya that were first introduced in Czechoslovakia in the 1980s on its packaging. The images will be used on the packaging of 100 milligram bars, and consumers, no doubt nostalgic for their lost youth, will have a chance to win either paper clothes for their doll or completely redesigned 3D versions of their very own. Another clever marketing idea has been introduced by the Crocodile Sandwich Company, which, believe it or not, is posting personal ads on its packaging. You might be biting into a roast beef or turkey sandwich when you notice that so-and-so is looking for a girlfriend or a boyfriend. The trick is that often there's some kind of reference to the sandwich in hand. So if it's something spicy, the ad will likely refer to getting together for a hot time or something similar, something to that effect. Well, the campaign has been running for roughly 2 months on 5 different brand sandwiches and is set to continue for 1 more. Only the best ads, chosen by internet voting, make it onto the actual packages. Our personal favorite? Well, the roast beef guy, who's looking not for one, but for 2 girlfriends.